The staircase ends, revealing an immense cavern where raw rock blends with ancient Cyclopean architecture. Four massive pillars carved from granite support a dark vault. The heavy, stagnant air exhales an acrid smell of iodine mixed with a pestilential stench that catches in your throat. To the north, the gaping entrance of a dark tunnel promises unknown depths. A few steps descend toward a floor where the brackish, murky water laps. To the south stands a nightmarish statue, 4 meters of blasphemy, with a fish body, a human torso with four clawed arms, and a monstrous, half-human, half-batrachian head, adorned with a single eye and a jaw teeming with tentacles. It watches over a vast basin of black water, preceded by a massive stone altar. At the centre of this unholy temple, a well is encircled by a low curb engraved with undulating waves. Nearby, a simple wooden crate contrasts with a copper basin, from which black, greasy smoke rises lazily. On the far side of the well is a macabre scene, a body broken and twisted, laying in a large pool of blood. Enormous purple tentacles emerge from the central well, wrapping around the pillars. They extend and contract rhythmically, causing pieces of rock to fall with a disturbing crash. Before you can take in the chaotic scene, a colossal creature rushes out of the stone tunnel. As large as an elephant, it stands on 8 crab legs ending in sharp pincers. Its black, gleaming body evokes a robust carapace. Its gaping mouth reveals rows of sharp teeth surrounded by reddish tentacles. Two bright eyes overlook this nightmarish face. The creature lets out a chilling howl, resembling no known earthly sound, embodying a primordial threat risen from the unexplored depths of the ocean.